How Not to Sail, sponsored by Latitudes and Attitudes. They ruined my life, so why not let them ruin yours today? At latsats.com. So it's day 5 of my solo sailing trip from St. Pete to Miami. As always, I encourage you to start with episode 1 if you haven't already. Actually, it's late in the evening of day 5, and after spending all day dodging crab pots, I'm trying to make my way through Seven Mile Bridge to anchor for the night. Now I'm through the old bridge and almost home free. But wait. Under the center span of the current 7 Mile Bridge, the span that I need to pass through, is something.
What the f*** is that?
I must be losing my mind. It looks like the bar in Porky's parked under the center span. Maybe it's a barge, or a barge in a tugboat, or something. And it's 3 stories tall, and taking up at least half the channel. Is that flashing neon on the top? I swear to Pete, that looks like flashing neon up on the top, reflecting off the bottom of the bridge. I can't figure out for the life of me what it is, or whether there's something I should know about it. But there's not a lot of room to maneuver. At all. And there's a current running. I bail out at the last second and circle around above the entrance, looking over the thing. Am I not supposed to go through here, I wonder? There's no sign or anything that I can see, but then again, with all this going on at night after a long day, it's entirely possible that I missed something. Well, what the hell, I decided. There's room for me to pass. Let's do this. I never was the brightest fella.
Some monstrosity parked there that I didn't know what it was. It's like some sort of construction shack meets tugboat. There wasn't a lot of room left either. I made a couple of passes before I decided to go through very slowly.
Sometimes in cruising and in life, things don't go like you planned. I certainly didn't plan to find some kind of floating building sitting right there in the channel. You just have to be able to adapt and to know when to bail out. Anyway, now we're south of the bridge and we're all good. Almost.
And there's another crab pot. I'm going to check the depth again.
Yep, even in the home stretch.
Enough of f***ing crab pots already. It's another one just went right next to me.
It's enough to make a fella tired. But now that I've cleared the bridge, I just have to creep over a couple of miles east toward Marathon itself, making sure not to get too close to the bridge and the shallows near it. By the way, our eagle-eared listener, Wayne Stinnett, pointed out that there's no such thing as Marathon Key. Marathon is a city located on Vaca Key. And that's where I'm headed. I see an anchorage on the south side of Boot Key Harbor entrance channel, but I don't feel like getting in among a dozen other boats at night. Nobody's anchored on the north side of the channel, so you can guess where I dropped the hook. Okay, so we're at anchor. I'm laying in the short berth with some sort of protein bar, and I am tired. Opened up all the hatches and portholes to let some fresh air in because it smells very much like diesel exhaust. Need to air this bitch out. So it's about 10:40 at night, and we're finally here. I'm anchored in front of Knight's Key in a dubious spot, but hopefully it'll be all right. should be protected from the east wind that they're predicting, and yeah. Apparently, fortune continues to favor the stupid, and 15 hours after raising the anchor, I set it down again. Of course, I set it down just a couple hundred feet from where the chart shows an underground cable, but I'm sure that's okay. I'm now just a quarter mile from one of my favorite places, where I have a slip reserved for tomorrow. Marathon. But speaking of favorite things, it's time to pay the bills for 30 seconds, and I'll be right back.
Smooth season, blue skies.
Bob had a problem. You see, Bob had a magazine. And then Bob ran into some trouble and lost his magazine, Latitudes and Attitudes. But guess what? America's number one boating lifestyle magazine is back again as Latitudes and Attitudes. Check it out today at latsats.com.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the story. The cruising magazine that I got into cruising with, Latitudes and Attitudes, transformed into Cruising Outpost after Bob Bitchin got screwed over by a very unscrupulous fellow who shut down their offices and moved to South America. Or something like that. But now they're back as Latitudes and Attitudes, and we are super happy about that. And don't forget, be sure to check out the show notes for this episode at hownottosail.com/7. That's the number 7. For photos, the script for this episode, the full interview with Fuel Doc Debbie, and all kind of stuff. Oh. And stay tuned to the end of this podcast for some very special news. Back aboard J.C. Sails in the morning, I was greeted by a sound nearby on Knight's Key. A sound that I'd be growing more and more familiar with on the water in South Florida. Yep, the sound of construction. Apparently they were building or remodeling something on Knight's Key. But either way, I was in Marathon. Or at least near it. And all I had to do was wait for check-in time, and by this afternoon, I planned to be enjoying the saltwater pool at Marathon Marina, overlooking the sunset with a frozen adult beverage in my hand. I was so motivated, I fixed myself an omelet and sausage patties, which I enjoyed in the cockpit, not realizing that my cotton shirt wasn't exactly sunproof. Which I discovered later when I noticed I had a red chest but a white belly where the cockpit table blocked the sun. Which there's a lot of down here. Sun, not my belly. Although I did kind of resemble a whale with a beard last time I was here. Eventually, I cleaned up my repast and hailed the marina on the VHF radio, where immediately came across the airwaves from just a quarter mile away the long-awaited voice of my friend, Fuel Doc Debbie.
I am Debbie Davis. I am the Fuel Doc Manager. Started working here in 2008.
Debbie's been a fixture at Marathon Marina. As far as I could tell, everybody loved her.
I was like, well, what are you hiring for? And they said, Fuel Doc. I said, well, what does that mean? And almost 11 years later, here I am.
From center cockpit fishing boats to 100-foot motor yachts, Debbie patiently and expertly helped them get safely into the fuel dock or into their slip, always in good humor. My entrance into the marina would test that. I decided I wanted to back into the slip against the east wind. Debbie waited patiently for me to go around, as they say in aviation, several times. Even though, as always, she had several people needing things at the same time. When I finally managed to get the ass end of the boat, or the stern as my nautical friends call it, partway into the slip, and with my boat blowing toward a much more expensive boat in the next slip south, Debbie asked me to throw her my bow line. Oops. It was then that I realized, for the umpteenth time, that a solo sailor should have lines attached to the boat and ready to deploy when he comes into a slip. I'm not sure why I hadn't done that. I must have thought for a moment that I was a world-class acrobat and sprinter. I am neither. If I were Debbie, already spending more time on a simple tie-up than should be required, and with people waiting on me to do other stuff, it would be about at this point that I would be tempted to cuss me out. But Debbie didn't cuss me out, of course. She supervised me getting bow and stern lines attached to the boat and tossed to her, where she promptly tied them perfectly to the dock cleats and pilings. Then she made sure we had a good spring line attached, asked me whether I needed shore power and what variety, told me the electrical guy would be by shortly to test my system before the marina would let me plug in, and finally hustled back to the fuel dock.
Actually, your landing was very good. Most people don't realize that you only come in as hard as you want to hit the dock.
As you can maybe tell, Debbie had a way of accentuating the positive.
You know, I noticed when you came in slow and easy. You backed her down. You did an amazing job. You're one of the few. I don't have any good stories to tell on. But of course, you haven't left yet either. So all that could change.
Beneath the sunny exterior, though, was a supremely confident marinera.
When I saw him leaning over the rail, then it was like instant because of my fireman background. Then it was like you just jump into action. And when we realized that he was not going to be able to pull himself from the water, then I just jumped in. And between all of us, we teamworked and got him out of the water.
Yep, you heard right. She said fireman. Debbie's bio is definitely interesting.
Loaded up everything, moved to the mountains of Colorado. Beautiful, fished, bow hunted, everything you can imagine. Loved it, woke up one morning and decided I'm cold.
So after a brief stop in her native Texas, Debbie got a job opening in paradise. Or something like that.
Once I got back to Texas, I realized that our job had another opening for a campground manager in Florida. So I moved to Florida. Wachula, good old Wachula, Florida. Lovely little town. Spent about 4 years there, go through that midlife crisis again. This time, sell everything and buy a boat. Wonderful words, aren't they?
I couldn't agree more. Although the Admiral might quibble with the sell everything part.
I bought my trawler in 2008 and 1987 Marine Trader trawler. Beautiful boat. Loved it. Did not even know how to turn it on. Uh-huh. My first experience with the boat. What is that yellow cord for?
And of course, once you buy a boat, the next question for most people, if it's a nice big hefty boat anyway, is, where am I going to dock it?
Finally made it down here to the Keys, pulled in and loved it. Fell in love with it. The water is amazing. The people are amazing. And walked in the office to pay for my slip and they said they were hiring.
And so Debbie had been working and making new friends at Marathon Marina for the last 11 years. But sometimes in life, just like in cruising, things don't go like you planned. I certainly wasn't expecting what I saw in a Facebook post not long after my visit with Debbie. It is with a heavy heart that I announce I am no longer employed at Marathon Marina. My adventure began July 1st, 2008 and has been a wonderful experience. The memories will fill my heart forever. Hugs to you all. Fuel Doc Debbie signing off. I don't know what Debbie's plans are, but I know any marina worth their salt ought to be banging her door down. Maybe I can catch up with her soon and see what happened and how she's doing. I hope she's getting some fishing time. But for today, as I walk down the dock toward the bar and the pool, Debbie is not yet gone, and I still have some substantial sailing to do to make it to the boat show. And plenty of work to do to launch this podcast. But after the great leap forward from Marco Island yesterday, I have only one assignment: to have a frozen beverage and enjoy sunset from the saltwater pool. Heading west in my car. And at the end of the day, as I walk along, I hear the familiar sound that you hear in every marina and anchorage from here to St. Vincent.
There was a guy in the corner strumming along a really bad version of that cheeseburger song as he played on. I started to think he's trying to sing Buffett, but he sounds like that dude from NSYNC. Everybody wants to be Jimmy Buffett.
Be sure to join me next episode where we'll finally get a chance to appreciate the very special music of cruisers and would-be cruisers. And that would be Trop Rock.
Wanna be Buffett, but I just wanna be me.
And as I alluded to, I have a big announcement to make. The How Not to Sail book is now available on Kindle and in paperback. If anybody'd like to grab a copy and write a nice 5-star review, I can't promise you a beer or anything, but it could happen. Or you can stay subscribed to the podcast, the email list, or the private Facebook group at hownottosail.com/community for info on how you can get the Kindle version for free in a couple of weeks. Your choice. I sure appreciate you listening, and I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how. We'll miss you, Debbie.